Literature professor Concordia Wells could not understand why such a fuss was being made over old objects that smelled like musty curtains. They weren't even books, which at least would have been understandable. And yet, assembled in this lecture hall turned exhibit room were faculty, staff, assorted city dignitaries, and even a newspaper reporter, gathered around display cases of supposed treasures in the newly opened College Gallery of Antiquities. It was a congenial space for such a purpose. Plenty of natural light was provided by flanking rows of tall, pointed Gothic windows that reached nearly to the ceiling. The well-polished oak wainscoting, original to the building from its construction in 1822, when the college was a ladies' seminary, lent a collegiate dignity to the hall, a promise of permanence for those who might consider future gifts.
"Colonel, may I ask what prompted your donation of Egyptian artifacts to the college?"
The question came from the reporter at the Current, scribbling rapid notes as he spoke. He was an older man with a tall and muscular build, and large hands that swallowed up the tiny pencil in his grip. A well-worn bowler was pushed back and out of the way on his head as he bent over his notes. Concordia pictured reporters as rabbit-like and underfed, their thin, quivering noses always poking into the next story. This man looked more like the robust expressman along Main Street, who hefted bulky packages as easily as feather pillows. Colonel Adams, the collection's principal benefactor, seemed annoyed at being interrupted in the midst of his dry lecture on ancient Egypt.
"I have long taken an interest in our local women's college," he said gruffly. "Now, recently retired from my military career, I have had more time to sort through the items."
Concordia wriggled her toes in cramped boots and let her mind drift. What prompted this donation? The newspaper man had asked. She suppressed a sigh. Actually, it had all begun with a knife. A 17th-century European bodice dagger, to be precise. She found it last year, while rummaging for props to use in the senior class production of Macbeth. Later, it had turned up in the chest of a college staff member. Last spring's murder caused a local sensation, from which the school was still trying to recover. The discovery that the rhinestones at the base of the knife handle were in fact diamonds, and the weapon was a rare historical artifact, sparked the idea of starting an exhibit at the college through further donations of antiquary. The college expanded the history department in order to catalog and maintain the collection. So Concordia blamed the knife, which she'd had the misfortune to find in the first place, for her presence here, when she should be grading student themes instead.